First off, public speaking is not for me at all. So if I stutter or stammer or say the wrong word, please just overlook that. A little bit about me first. Like Nick said, Katie Bloss. Grew up in Southwest Missouri, and then Nate and I, when he went to college, moved up here. And then we've kind of basically stuck around here. We lived in South Dakota for a couple years, and then we moved back here. Growing up, when I was, we didn't necessarily, I shouldn't say live, not live in a Christian home, but it wasn't talked about openly. Yeah, we knew about God, but it wasn't that Jesus wasn't a big part of it. And we never really talked about it regularly. We prayed at Easter and at Christmas before meals, and then like before any big family kind of gathering. But that was about the extent of it. When I was younger, probably around, I don't know, 8 or 9, my mom started going to church, and so my brother and I would go with her. And then I can remember one morning during the invitation, looking up at my mom and asking her if she wanted to go up front. And I didn't really know what that meant. I just had the urge to ask her that. And so we went up there, and the next thing I know, she's on her knees praying and crying, and you could just see a change in her. And so that was when she accepted Christ into her life and in her heart as her Savior. And I seen the good things that came from that. And so, you know, being a little kid, you want to do exactly what your parents do, and anything positive that they do, you want to do. So I automatically said, yeah, I'm saved too. I want to be saved too. Not necessarily knowing the full extent of it. To me, it was saying that God was real and that you believed in him. That was what being a Christian was. And so my mom and I had a meeting with the pastor, and he tried to explain to me as best as he could, to where I could understand it, the seriousness of this. And me being stubborn, my family can agree with this, was just had my mind made up, so I was going to do what my mom did, so nothing was going to, like, throw me off course in that. So I got baptized then, and from then on, you know, to me, I was saved. I was a Christian, I was saved because I believed in God. And then, you know, in high school, didn't necessarily do anything bad or anything like that, but it's still kind of, I'm a Christian because I say I am, because I believed in God. But I had a lot of friends that invited me to church, and going there with them, I could kind of tell that what I did wasn't necessarily right, but I wasn't big enough to admit it. And then I went to college out in Kansas for a volleyball scholarship, and that's where it became apparent that I was not saved, that I hadn't accepted Jesus in my heart or anything like that, because honestly, in college, if you're not saved, you can stray from the path, which is what I did. And my first semester out there, and looking back, a lot of things I did wasn't too proud of. But Nate and I started dating in high school, and then we broke up when I went to college. Well, then when I came back home for Thanksgiving, we started dating again. And from then on, you know, we would have talks about what it was to be a Christian, and honestly, I would get kind of defensive of it because my way was the right way, and I didn't like being convicted and told that, you know, I was doing it wrong, which I can attest that probably a lot of people, when they have their heart right, or when they think they have their heart right, they don't like being told that they're wrong and get convicted. So, like for me, I always got defensive. But he didn't give up, and he kept talking to me about it. And then it finally kicked in that I wasn't saved, that I hadn't accepted Jesus into my heart. And so One day during church services, he looked at me, kind of like what I did with my mom. He looked at me and was like, "Do you want to go on up there?" So I was like, "Sure." Like, shocked and kind of like awestruck that, yeah, I'll go up there. Well, I ended up being saved, in my mind, being saved, and getting baptized again. So third time's a charm here. But getting saved again, and then for like the first year after that, I felt like I was. And, you know, we got married right after that, and then got pregnant right after that with Drake. And then after I had Drake, it kind of became more and more apparent, not only to me, but to Nate and probably to a lot of my family members, that I wasn't, because I was not necessarily acting the right way, and then I was always grouchy. And yeah, they can attest to you, I was grouchy when I, because 1, 2, 3, 4 kids right in a row, I was not a nice pregnant woman. And I always kind of deep down knew that something wasn't right, but I wasn't willing to admit that it was my relationship with Jesus. And so when we moved back here from South Dakota, we were struggling to kind of find a church. And then in that struggle, it became more and more apparent to me what was truly was wrong, and me being my stubborn, prideful self, was refusing to accept that and was just like, no, that's not it. It's just circumstances that are making me this way or making me feel this way, or I've just strayed too far off the path that's making me this way. And we finally decided to join the church here after coming for a few months, and we started coming to Wednesday night services. And listening to Nick speak then really started to open my eyes 100% that, you know, I don't need to let pride stand in my way, because, you know, twice I've said that I was saved and I haven't been. And so I remember one Wednesday night we were studying, and he used the example of, you know, what's better, like, there's no relationship better on earth than there is with you when in heaven. Like, there's nothing greater than that. And for me, in my marriage and being and my relationship with my kids is the greatest. And that kind of stuck hard with me, because because that relationship with God wasn't number one. It was my husband and my kids. And that really stuck with me, because I couldn't imagine anything better. But then after he said that, I started imagining something better than my husband and my kids. I started realizing that God and Jesus need to be before my husband and my kids. And so Nate and I went home after that, and I just kind of went to my room and let him put the kids to sleep. So he was probably frustrated with me, because that's no easy task. And then he was just, what's wrong, you know? I know there's something wrong. And so it was hard for me to tell him that I was not saved, that my heart was not right. You know, my mind I was, but my heart and fully surrendering to God did not happen when I said it was. And so admitting that to him was probably one of the hardest things I ever had to do. And so we talked a while, and we weren't getting anywhere, because I was just getting frustrated. And because if you know me, it's really hard for me to open up and hard to understand me when I try to, because I'm the most confusing person, according to my husband, to understand. It takes him 5 years to understand one sentence, according to him. But so he said, you know, why don't you just call Nick? Why don't you just go over there? And I was like, well, it's 9 o'clock at night by this time. We're close to it. And I was like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to go over there and interrupt his time with his family. And he's like, no, you can go. So we didn't have Nick's number. And he's like, no, just get in the car and just drive. If I don't get a hold of him, that 10 miles, I will let you know, and you can turn around and come home, and then you can go see him first thing in the morning. So I was driving 35 from, like, we live by where the Smileys live. We're just, like, a mile down the road. So I was going 35 that whole way, just trying to give Nate enough time to get a hold of Nick to make sure it's okay to go over there at this time at night. And luckily, Nate got a hold of Katie Humphrey, and so we got his number. And as soon as I got the okay, like, not even a minute later, I pulled into Nick's drive. And so I go in all nervous, and luckily I kind of just poured out my heart to him while all was going on, and we came to the conclusion that, you know, my head, my logic and everything was accepting it, but it wasn't my heart accepting it and surrendering completely to him and giving him everything I had. And that right there was the hardest moment of my life, was just letting go of that little piece that was holding me back, that little comfort, that pride of letting go and letting somebody else be in charge of something. Because as a mom, especially of four, so little, that was hard, letting go and giving up control of that. And finally, after some time, because when we finally said the prayer and accepted and I turned it over, it took a few minutes because it was just so hard for me to let go. And when I finally did, it was the greatest feeling ever. And I am so glad that I did. But what I want you guys to get from this, not only is just the struggle and like how long it took and everything, was the fact that I was just letting one little thing hold me back, and that was my pride, and the fact that everyone thought I was saved, that I already been baptized twice before this, but that was what's holding me back, because I didn't want people to be like, oh, well, this is her third time, or are we going to wait another few years, and it's going to be a fourth time? And so that was holding me back, but now that I am saved, that's the dumbest thing that was ever holding me back, honestly, and I just truly believe that, you know, someone in here, sorry. That someone in here is in the situation that I was in. And I pray that even just me sharing my story, just let them see that that's not a good excuse to holding you back from the greatest decision of your life. And even if it's just a small sense of hope, just one small step into changing their life forever, I'll be so thankful for that. But I just pray that whoever it is, or whoever, like, that I just pray that it's I'm talking to tonight, or today, sorry, that you take that step and don't let your pride and don't let being scared of what other people think hold you back, because it's not worth it. Because if I would have had the sense that I have now and the knowledge that I have now of this, I would have done that back when I was 8 or 9 years old, and when I could, if I could have fully understood it then. So I just pray that if you are out there and whoever's listening to this, that this is speaking to you, don't hold back. And if you need, you know, and if you need anybody to talk to, I know I'm not as wise as everybody else here, but, you know, I'm open to this. I'm open to helping you. And I know there's so many other people that have helped me here just by being a friend and just listening. And I know that they would love to help you too. All right.
Hey, man. Wow.
Sorry.
Well, Nick's got some questions here I can ask out loud. I'm going to throw them together. I think we got them answered. I guess so. Katie, do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and that he lived a perfect life, and he died on the cross for you and rose from the grave and defeated sin. And have you, do you believe that? And you've asked him into your heart to trust him as your Lord and Savior?
I do.
Well, because of that, and your profession of faith that you've given to us, and your testimony, as your, not your husband, but your brother in Christ now, I baptize you as my sister in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.